Despite the rain, hundreds of New York City Housing Authority residents crammed under the veranda of City Hall today to register their dissent over the NYCHA administrator's plan with the Bloomberg administration to privatize public housing bit by bit. Charlene Nemens is the Resident Association President at Wyckoff Gardens in Brooklyn.
NYCHA, stop privatizing our parking lots. We clearly see an agenda before us that's going to put us out of our homes if we do not fight. If you see, I like those signs, the HUD regulations are being violated. There's supposed to be discussion before the plan. When they come before us, we get the plan and their decision.
Nimmons said they're calling for a meeting to discuss generating income and that raising parking space fees is not the way to do it.
The families receive HUD subsidies in order for us to even live in housing. And to think that our seniors and disabled and residents at large should be receiving a 400% increase is a nightmare. The moment that we decide that we can't park in those parking lots, we're going to be sitting and watching what's trying to happen with the infill properties. They're now trying to develop luxury apartments on our parking lots and our playgrounds at 8 houses in Manhattan. If you think that they won't do it to us, sadly mistaken. So the beauty that we're here together, we're here about our parking lot. This is land use. This is a land use issue, and it must be addressed. NYCHA cannot make decisions without our valuable input.
400% increase on what? Up until this month, handicapped and seniors paid $60 a year for parking near their homes. NYCHA announced they were raising the fee to $270 a year, and renters who used to pay $75 a year will now be expected to pay $340 a year. Members of the City Council joined today's press conference, announcing they'd introduced a resolution at the stated meeting this afternoon to call for greater transparency and process from NYCHA. Those members included Melissa Mark-Viverito, whose district in East Harlem has the largest number of NYCHA residencies, Margaret Chin, Sarah Gonzalez, Robert Jackson, Steve Levin, Rosie Mendez, and Brooklyn's Letitia James.
We just had a press conference with hundreds of residents of public housing who are concerned about an increase in their parking fees. And they're concerned about those fees primarily because the management of New York City Housing is building luxury housing and parking lots, and they believe that this is nothing more than an excuse to remove the cars and parking lots and then to sell them to developers to build luxury housing. They're doing all of this without any transparency, without any input from residents, and they're doing this at a time when they're sitting on $1 billion of capital funds. In addition to that, as you know, NYCHA residents pay $75 million to NYPD, sanitation, and DEP to provide for the same services that taxpayer dollars pay for. These residents really should be treated with respect. We should put a halt on the infill process and the development of luxury housing, and we should, again, use the $1 billion that they're sitting on for repairs and to renovate NYCHA and to preserve public housing. I'm really proud of the residents who came out here today. They're really demonstrating how much power they have, and they recognize that the power really lies in their hands. It's an honor and a privilege to be with them. Save NYCHA.
Patricia Pendroza lives in the Jacob Riis projects, and she says the plan is disgraceful.
Right now, as it is, the parking lots are full, and you can't park nowhere in the city. You know, it costs so much for you to even get parking. So, and for them to raise the parking 400% for people that are on fixed incomes or moderate incomes that are working and just working day by day, check to check, it's inconceivable that the city would do that without even consulting the residents or anything like that, or at least doing it in increments. You know, just 400%, boom, at one time, you know. And that's a way of getting the parking lots, because then the person can't pay their permit, so then they'll lose their permit. So then that's another way, because then they won't give the permit to someone else. They can't afford to pay it, and you know, it's just horrendous how they're going about. It's like another way of pushing us out, more gentrification.
Patricia says her mother's been living in her apartment for 50 years. It's a home, and to be pushed out because the Bloomberg administration wants to give everything to the wealthy is ridiculous. Mayoral candidate City Controller John Liu attended the press conference today. He said, let's not sell off public property, because once you do, you never get it back. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.
Save our homes! Save our homes!